Each month, VPR Classical highlights the work of talented young composers in the region for a feature called the Student Composer Showcase, produced in collaboration with Music Comp's online composition mentoring program. This January, we're doing something a little different and getting our own crash course on constructing a piece of music. Over the course of a week this past July, composer Eric Nielsen led a group of four students in a workshop on writing a woodwind trio from start to finish. The students have all written music before, though few have completed a whole piece in such a condensed time period. Here's Eric.
What I did to help them, since none of them is a wind player, is I gave them some background on each of the instruments. I gave them a sheet of information showing the range and talking about what the instruments could do in general terms. I played some examples of things for each instrument. Then I cut them loose. I said, your job is to work on a piece this week and see what happens. And they are all experienced enough so that they brought their own personalities to this.
Almost all musicians have teachers, but learning to compose your own music is very different from learning the notes and scales that accompany picking up an instrument. It's refining and developing an idea that you've created. So what does a student composer need to learn and grow in their craft? Here's Eric once again.
When students aren't experienced, they don't have the ability yet to step back and say, okay, what do I have here? And one of my jobs is to give them the tools they need so they don't need me anymore. And a lot of times students don't recognize that they've got a really good idea until somebody says, you know, this is a really good idea.
Burlington's Anna Halliday puts an even finer point on the distinction between a lesson on an instrument and being coached on your own music.
I guess getting a lesson for cello, for me, it's more like instruction and not suggestions. There's often a specific way that my teacher would like me to play a piece, or very specific articulations that she wants me to play, and she has an image in mind. But when I'm writing and when my mentors give me suggestions, they really are suggestions and not instructions.
We spoke with the students about halfway through the workshop. When asked what Anna liked about her piece so far, she replied,
I like that I'm writing it like in different movements, which is what I did last year, because I tend to put down ideas that aren't necessarily connected, and it helps to put them in different movements so they don't need to be similar. They can be completely different but still be part of the same piece.
Let's hear a little of the final result from Anna Halliday. Here's the second movement of her wind trio. Another student at the composition workshop was Williston's Ethan Duncan, who had these thoughts about the experience of being mentored.
There's a lot less you can do wrong when you're writing instead of playing. If something sounds wrong when you wrote it, doesn't necessarily mean it is wrong. It could be just fine. Sometimes I take like half, two-thirds of what they said, and I apply it, but I keep it so that I like it, because I do have to listen to it over and over and over again. So it might as well be good.
And his piece so far?
I think it's going to sound good. Obviously, computer playback is pretty bland. When it's performed, people know how to make it sound better. It always sounds a lot better in a concert than on the computer, so I'm excited.
Let's hear from the live performance in November. This is Ethan Duncan's Doo-Wop.
Thank you.
Just a taste of Ethan Duncan's piece for woodwind trio, Doo-Wop. Anna Halliday and Ethan Duncan have both been featured in the past for the Student Composer Showcase, and another student in attendance at the workshop and past featured student composer is Jacob Dennison. This was his first time writing for this specific combination of instruments.
There's a variation with them, especially with the clarinet and bassoon. The clarinet gets really low, sometimes it gets really high. Sometimes the bassoon gets really high, sometimes it gets really low. It gives off like different feelings.
Here's Jacob on the experience of writing a piece during such an immersive period like this week-long workshop.
Sometimes it's overwhelming, but a lot of times, like especially when I'm just starting, I get into it, and it's almost like 3 hours isn't enough. But now, I'm not really stuck, but like I'm getting to the point where I just keep listening to it over and over again to see if there's anything else I can add to it. That there are things I know I need to add to it, but I'm not quite sure what they are.
The result of that immersion, here's a selection from Jacob Dennison's Rising. Music by Jacob Dennison, an 11th grader from Troy, Vermont. That was Rising, written over a week-long period in July. All of the music we've heard was recorded by Eric Nielsen on November 22nd at UVM's Recital Hall. Performers were Katie Opria, oboe, Steve Klimowski, clarinet, and Julian Partridge, bassoon. You can hear the complete pieces at our website, vpr.net/classical. VPR Classical's Student Composer Showcase is produced in collaboration with Music Comp's online composition mentoring program. Find out more at music-comp.org.